to that race to lead the Tories. Can I ask you about a story that's developing in the northwest of England at the moment, an incident in Southport? What can you tell us?
Yeah, details are quite sketchy at the moment, Rachel, but Merseyside police have put out a statement to say that a major incident has been declared in Southport. It follows reports they got to a property at 11:50 a.m. Were following reports of a stabbing. Now, there were a number of casualties reported. Armed police have detained a male and seized a knife. He has been taken to a police station. Police are asking people to avoid the area, but they also say in that statement that there is no wider threat to the public. So that's about all we know at this present time, that statement issued by Merseyside Police.
Let's turn then to the Tory leadership. Six names so far. Who are they?
Well, the most recent addition is Kemi Badenoch. She's the former business secretary and is currently in the shadow cabinet. She ran before in the leadership contest after Boris Johnson stood down, and she came fourth back then. She's to the right wing of the party and is currently the bookies' favourite. Another right wing contender, Rachel, is the former immigration minister, Robert Jenrick. He resigned from the government back in 2023 because he didn't believe Rishi Sunak was strong enough when it came to Rwanda deportation flights. Then another familiar name is Priti Patel. She's the former Home Secretary. Also James Cleverly. He's also a former Home Secretary. Then there's Mel Stride, the former Work and Pensions Secretary. And then finally, a person who is seen as a more moderate politician, one of the One Nation Tory MPs, Tom Tugendhat. He's a former security minister. He's also coming out as one of the favourites.
Interestingly, though, Suella Braverman, one of the most high-profile MPs on the right, somebody about whom there has been an awful lot of talk in recent months, she isn't running.
Yeah, I think this came as quite a surprise, Rachel. She wrote a piece in The Telegraph last night outlining why she wouldn't be running. And basically, she said that people in her parliamentary party felt that she was, as she put it, too mad, bad and dangerous. And therefore, she felt that she couldn't run for the leadership if people within the party didn't agree with her diagnosis of the problem facing the Conservative Party and her plan to change the party. She would be seen as one of the more right-wing people in the Conservative Party. You remember she resigned as Home Secretary. The fact that she has now bowed out probably places the likes of Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick in a better position. She could have posed a threat to them. She also was leaning towards allowing the likes of Nigel Farage into the party following the most recent election. It seems that perhaps she might have misjudged the party mood amongst the parliamentary party anyway.
Tommy Maskell in London. Thank